Good evening and welcome to Uza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, CSOS demands accountability regarding the US-Zambia health aid agreement. Flying doctor service brings care to Chama. In international news, 48-hour curfew imposed after attack on bar in Nigerian city. In sports news, CAF awaits CAS ruling on AFCON final. With the news in detail, my name is Mary Musinga. In local news, the Coalition of Civil Society Organizations, CSOS, working on natural resource governance and public health advocacy has called on the government of Zambia to halt the signing of the proposed Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the United States government on health aid, which is scheduled to be concluded on Wednesday, 1st April 2026. Speaking at a press briefing, Oxfam Policy Advocacy Technical Lead, Chitimbwa Chifunda, who is representing the Coalition of CSOS, working on natural resource governance and public health, says the MOU must not be signed without full public disclosure and parliamentary oversight. The Coalition of Civil Society Organizations working on natural resource governance and public health advocacy include Oxfam, ActionAid, Publish What You Pay, Zambia Alliance of Women, Chapter One Foundation, and Fighting Inequality Alliance. She says that going ahead to sign in its current state will undermine the health sector, natural resource governance, and national sovereignty principles and integrity. Chifunda says while she acknowledges that the United States of America has played a vital role in supporting Zambia's healthcare system, including providing antiretroviral therapy, ART, to an estimated 1.3 million people, that should never be used as leverage in mineral access or any other unrelated negotiations. The Commuter Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has cautioned that lifting the night travel ban will not achieve its intended purpose if the current security concerns are not adequately addressed in bus stations. Yesterday, Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Chipo Kamulenga, announced that the government will roll out the first phase of the 24-hour economy by lifting the night travel ban on commercial trucks and buses, effective 1st April 2026. But CRAZ President Aaron Kamoti says it would be misguided to assume that commuters can safely access bus stations at night amid rising crime levels. Speaking in an interview with the RCV News in Lusaka today, Kamoti noted that people are already being robbed at bus stations during the day, adding that more will need to be done to ensure safety at night. Kamoti says such policies would make more sense if security issues were addressed first rather than implementing them in reverse. He also expressed concern over poor road signage across the country, warning that this would increase the risk of accidents at night. He added that there is a need for the Road Development Agency, RDA, to improve road signage nationwide for a 24-hour transport system to achieve its intended purpose. 11 animals valued at 71,500 kwacha have been killed by lightning in Nyimba District, Eastern Province. The incident occurred yesterday, just one day after a 15-year-old girl tragically lost her life to a lightning strike in the same area. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba confirmed that the lightning struck the animals at approximately 1540 hours in Kamponi village under Chief Ndake. The animal's owner, Faxon Daka, reported the incident to the authorities, stating that all the animals were killed instantly by the strike. Mwemba explained that Daka had securely enclosed his cattle in the kraal before heading home. However, a short time later, the area was hit by a heavy rainfall, a powerful storm, and intense lightning. Still in local news, stakeholders have continued to welcome Cabinet's approval of a 24-hour business economy. The Public Passenger Transport Multipurpose Cooperative says the transport sector has long been ready and is keen to support a smooth shift to round-the-clock operations. Speaking in an interview, Cooperative Chairperson Sydney Mbewe urged the government to align the new policy with existing regulations. He pointed to measures such as the nighttime ban on public transport, saying these will need to be reviewed for the sector to fully take part in the 24-hour economy. Meanwhile, passengers spoken to at Lusaka's Kulima Tower bus station said night bus services are vital for many commuters who cannot afford higher taxi fares during late hours. Economic Front Party President Winter Kavimba has dismissed claims that the wrangles within the Patriotic Front, PF, are being caused by the UPND. Speaking in an interview program last night, Kavimba said the divisions in PF stem from internal issues rather than outside influence. He said the party's current state was inevitable following the death of former President Michael Sata. Kavimba also noted that the country has moved into a more civil environment compared to the past. He said, although there are areas the government still needs to address, the nation is in a better position than before. Kavimba added that efforts to tackle corruption are among developments that deserve recognition. Finally, in local news, residents of Chama District have expressed gratitude to the government for bringing health services closer to them through the Zambia Flying Doctor Service. The residents say the initiative has made it easier to access specialized services such as dental care, eye treatment, and ultrasound scans. The medical team is currently conducting an outreach program in Chama and has already visited 4 hard-to-reach areas within the district. At Manga Rural Health Center, located about 186 kilometers from Chama Town, hundreds of people gathered as early as 7 hours to undergo screening. Team leader Mesha Shimumba says more than 400 people have been attended to so far, with some referred to the surgical team stationed at Chama District Hospital. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Fortunately, this lover doesn't have to worry. All he has to do is enter his store, go straight to the refreshment area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of Manzi. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst. Yep. Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Manzi.
Hey you, wherever you are, Chipata to Mungu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopara to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fan.
Liverpool are champions again!
Because when it comes to football, by DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo kick at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandemba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. The best football in the world, it's on for every goal, every scream, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on SuperSport, only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment, reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
The moment you've been waiting for is finally here. After hours of intense arguments, powerful ideas, and brilliant minds clashing, the final contestants of the debate competition are stepping into the spotlight. Who are they? What drives them? Find out this 28th March at 10 hours on Unzo Radio as we bring you an exclusive interview with the finalists themselves. Hear their journeys and their strategies. Don't miss it, because this is where our voices rise. This program is proudly sponsored by Young Women in Action.
Thank you.
come back, and now in international news.